The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, September 16, 2022. After years of investigations, Undersecretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs Brian Nichols recognized that there is still no evidence of external actors causing the so-called Havana Syndrome that in recent years has been reported by over 1,000 U.S. diplomats and spies. Despite Cuba's inflexible denials, the health incidents were used as a pretext to strain relations between the two countries. No links had been found between the health incidents described by diplomats in the Cuban capital and the alleged attacks, according to the U.S. official in an exclusive interview for a new three-part series for Yahoo News. The remarks by Nichols, who oversees Cuba policy at the State Department, echo recent comments by CIA Director William Burns that the agency had not found any foreign actors to be responsible for a sustained global campaign on the scale of what has been reported to harm U.S. officials, and that a majority of Havana Syndrome cases could be attributed to alternative environmental and medical factors. Cuba always denied the occurrence of any attacks whatsoever against any foreign diplomats. For the general director of the Cuban Neurosciences Center, Michel Valdez Sosa, the denomination of the Havana Syndrome is absurd. Those who use the term seek to achieve a negative association and harm the relations between the two states. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel assured on Thursday that efforts to return to the country of two doctors kidnapped in Kenya by the Somali jihadist group Al-Shabaab have not ceased. On Twitter, the president recalled that Asael Herrera Correa, one of our doctors kidnapped in Kenya, is turning 53 years old this September 15. We send him and all his family our embrace, our support, and the assurance that we continue fighting for his and Lundy's return to the homeland. Cuba does not abandon its children, he added. Sergeant Landy Rodriguez Hernandez and General Medicine Specialist Asael Herrera Correa were kidnapped on April 12, 2019 in the Kenyan city of Mandera on the border with Somalia with the jihadist group Al-Shabaab. Since then, Cuban authorities have given an account of steps for the return of the doctors as well as contacts with their relatives. The Kenyan government also reported efforts for the same purpose. The Jamaican Parliament approved by consensus a resolution condemning the U.S. government's economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba, the island's mission in Kingston reported. Ambassador Fermin Quiñones said that legislators from the Jamaica Labor Party and the People's National Party denounced the blockade as an act of unilateral aggression, a violation of human rights, and a transgression of the Cuban people's right to peace, development, and security. They also rejected the inclusion of Cuba on Washington's illegal list of state sponsors of terrorism. During the meeting, they heard examples of the effects of this genocidal policy's extraterritoriality on trade and financial relations between the two countries. In addition, lawmakers reiterated their appreciation to Cuba for its cooperation with Jamaica, the Caribbean, and other peoples of the world in various fields, including health and education. And in the international agenda, we have that the binding regional dialogues to collectively build the National Development Plan of Colombia are beginning today in Turbaco, Department of Bolívar. Last Wednesday, the country's president, Gustavo Petro, in his first speech, called on the entire population to participate in these meetings that will be held in 50 territories where officials from ministries and state entities will be present to meet their needs. It will be an exploratory space with a methodology defined by the National Planning Department and designed so that the officials of the national government listen to the citizens and take note of their proposals, which will be analyzed by the cabinet as a whole, and finally, they will be included as a sovereign mandate in the National Development Plan, he explained. Transforming Colombia into a country of total peace is not an exclusive task of the government or of a few. Colombia will not be a passive society in the face of historical injustice. The entire citizenry must be an active part of the construction of a different country, he expressed. Meanwhile, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Carlos Faria ratified his country will continue to work together with Russia for a new world order. This was stated by the diplomat after receiving the Order of Friendship awarded by the president of the Eurasian state, Vladimir Putin. The head of Venezuelan diplomacy also expressed his immense gratefulness to President Vladimir Putin for being presented with the Order of Friendship, which represents an extraordinary honor. He also stressed his will to continue working for the legacy of Commander Hugo Chavez and under the leadership of President Nicolas Maduro. The decoration was awarded by presidential decree for his great contribution to strengthening friendship and cooperation between the two countries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.